Father, we bless you for this day. We exalt your name forevermore. You are worthy to be praised. For who is like unto you, O Lord? Who is like you? Glorious in holiness. And you are God that is faithful. You are God that is mighty in praises. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name forever, O Lord. Your name is to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Generation to generations, we bless your name, O God. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are great and there is none like unto you. For who is like unto you, O Lord? We bless you. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace over us. And Lord, we are before you this morning. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Today is Sunday, the 19th of July, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. Lift up the name of the Lord for his love over you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, today I declare the favor of the Lord upon me. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I experience the blessings of the Lord. I experience the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I embrace supernatural favor in hard places. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cast down every imagination, every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ over my life. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. Today, arise above every storm of situation. Arise above every storm of life. In the name of Jesus, I call forth my blessing today. I call forth my provision for today. In the name of Jesus, I claim the blessings of this day. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the favor that cannot be explained. I receive favor that cannot be explained. In the name of Jesus, I speak divine solution to every impossibilities that surrounds me, to every impossible situation that surrounds me. I speak divine solution in the name of Jesus. Oh, I arise as a mighty warrior in the spirit, and I speak to the mountains that surrounds me, be moved in the name of Jesus. I call forth joy. I call forth laughter to replace sorrow in my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel frustration. There is no place for frustration in me. There is no place for depression. I call forth joy. I call forth rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare, I am a sign and wonders of favor. I am a sign and wonder of goodness. I am a sign and wonder of mercy. I am a sign and wonder of God's grace. In the name of Jesus, today my journey is by the grace of God. I move with precision and accuracy in the name of Jesus. For the Lord grants me speed in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord God anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. My head will not be empty. My cup will not be empty, but my cup runs over. The Lord anoints my feet and he makes me to walk upon my high places in the name of Jesus. Today, by the word of the Lord, I break down every resistance of darkness over my life. I break you down. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. Today, I arise into my prophetic destiny. I arise into my provision today in the name of Jesus. Every siege of the enemy that surrounds my life, you are broken in the name of Jesus. Today, I set my feet on the journey of my next level. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over my life. I have dominion over this day. In the name of Jesus, I call forth the favor of the Lord upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I arise with power, I arise with grace, and I do exploit in the name of the Lord. I do exploits in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that I receive the release of angelic reinforcements around my life in the name of Jesus. I am not trapped, I am not stranded, for the grace of God is sufficient for me. The Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, by the grace of God, today is the program that we have been announcing. Our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Day is today, 19th of July, 2026. The program is going to start by 4 p.m. by the grace of God. Come and partake of the feast of his mercy. The theme of the program is Feast of Mercy. Come, let us come together and feast at the table of the King. He has prepared banquets of bountiful things for us. Different things, signs and wonders of his mercy, of his grace, of his favor has been prepared. Come and feast at the table of the King. Come and receive the benefits that the mercy, come and enjoy all the benefits that the mercy of God carry. Benefit of his mercy in healing, in provision, in favor, in deliverance, in joy, in giving peace, in healing, in all that is in the mercy of the Lord. Come and fellowship with us today by 4 p.m. at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University. National Open University is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songo Elele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Of course, we are going to make provision for those that are out of state to be able to join us online as well. We are calling you to come and enjoy of the feast of his mercy. Let us come boldly to mercy seat so that you can obtain grace, obtain blessing in this season. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Remember, the program is going to start by 4 p.m. by the grace of God. The Lord has prepared great ministers of God to minister unto us, to lead us to the presence of the Lord. Minister Tomi is going to be there. Minister Okpeyemi, Minister Gideon is going to be there. Myself, I'm going to be there. And by the grace of God, a great woman of God is going to be available. A prophetess Oladile is going to be around to prophesy upon our lives. So I'm inviting you, come and be a partaker of this blessing. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is Sunday. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank him for his love and for his grace upon your life. Our God is good. Our God is glorious. Today we are going to sing unto him. We are going to bless his name, for he is God and there is none like unto him. We are going to be reading from the book of Psalm 89. We are reading from verse 1 to verse 15. I will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make it known thy faithfulness to all generation. I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heaven. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who is in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be heard in reference of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee? All to thy faithfulness round about thee. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thy enemies with thy strong hand. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They work, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Our God is worthy to be praised. I want you to go back to verse 8 of this Psalm 89. The scripture says, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about you? Verse 8 says, O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord, your faithfulness also surrounds you. That is in another version, our God is great. Verse 7, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be heard in reference by all those around him. Beloved, this morning, I want you to sing unto the Lord. I want you to talk about the faithfulness of the Lord. Give glory unto his name. Thank him for his love and for his grace over your life. Thank him for that great thing, for the great things that he has done for you. There is none that we can compare unto the Lord. You cannot compare the faithfulness of the Lord over your life. He is God and he is good. He is God and he is good and he is good forevermore. Our Lord is good. There is none that you can compare unto him. I want you to lift up your voice and bless his name. He is worthy to be praised. Sing unto him a new song. Talk about his grace upon your life. Give testimony of his faithfulness, of his provision, of deliverance, of his grace, of favor that he has shown unto you. Give him honor. Give him praise. Thank him for what you are going through presently, because even though the enemy thinks that he has overcome, the Lord God is raising up his mighty right hand and is bringing you out of this situation. All the nations will praise you and will worship you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O ye people. Honor him for his mightiness. Give glory to the name of the Lord. People of God, I want you to worship him. Say, Father, I worship you. Honor him. Father, we bless you this morning for your faithfulness, for your righteousness. For who is like unto you, O Lord? Who is like you among other gods? They are other gods. You are God and there is none like unto you. You are God, the man of war. The Lord is his name. We give glory to your name for salvation, for provision, for mercy, for deliverance, for favor, for grace, for all that you have done, O Lord. Thank you, Father. We bow before you. We honor you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we lift up our voice. We praise you over to this program. Oh God, over every service that is going to be held today from this very present moment till the end of the day. Every place that we are going to gather to lift up your name, to praise your name. For you, God, you are going to show yourself strong. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you will give mercy unto us. You will give salvation unto us. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have praise. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you again that we'll be coming together by 4 p.m. to bless the name of the Lord, to praise him, to show a heart of gratitude unto him, present our request, receive the word of grace from his mouth. The program is going to start by 4 p.m., like I said before, at the venue. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.